This is the Avihakt Murli of the 16th of August 2026, originally spoken on the 16th of March 2011. And the title, Do the Service of Making the Elements Pure, Satoguni, by Serving with Your Mind. Have good wishes and pure feelings, and perform the dance of harmonizing Sanskrit. Today, the Holiest Father has come to celebrate Holi with his children. All of you have also come to celebrate Holi. All of the children everywhere who are sitting far away are also sitting down to celebrate Holi. Which color of Holi have you come to celebrate? You know that the most elevated color is the color of God's company. This color makes you the most constantly elevated of all. Just as the Father is the highest on high, in the same way, God's company also makes you the highest of all. He is seeing a star of fortune sparkling on the forehead of each child. Throughout the whole cycle, this star of fortune is attained by no one except you fortunate children. This elevated fortune is that it is only you children who become double pure, that is, holy. There are also righteous souls, but their bodies are not pure. In the future, you Brahmin souls will be pure, and you will have pure bodies. The sign of this is that you are double pure and you receive a double crown. In the whole cycle, only you become double crowned. At the confluence age, by having the color of the Father's company, you become double pure. God's color of the confluence age makes you double pure. Because of staying with the Father and because of being combined with the Father, you become double pure on this holy. You constantly have the Father's company in your hearts. This company is so elevated that it makes you so elevated. People celebrate Holi with physical colors, whereas you become holy with the color of the Father's company. This too is double holy. Your holy is unique in the world, and it is loved by the Father. You have the intoxication that because your holy is colored with the color of God's company, it makes you pure for half the cycle, in such a way that even now your images are worshipped with discipline. No one else's images are worshipped with so much love. You yourselves can see your own images. Others are also worshipped, but they are not worshipped for this length of time, nor are they worshipped in this disciplined way. You constantly maintain your zeal and enthusiasm. You do maintain it, do you not? Do you stay in zeal and enthusiasm? In that case, raise your hands. Do you maintain it sometimes or all the time? Those who say that they constantly stay in zeal and enthusiasm and also give zeal and enthusiasm to others, raise your hands. Not those who do this only sometimes, but all the time. You have underlined the word constantly, have you not? However, whatever has been your stage, your devotees celebrate that in the form of a festival. You colored yourselves with the color of God's company, and so they also apply colors. But because they are body conscious, they apply physical colors, which costs a lot of money. And the result of that is that some things are good, whereas other things are not so good. They celebrate in that way. They definitely celebrate the memorial of your enthusiasm. In order to belong to God, you first of all have to burn your old sanskars, and then, because of being colored with the color of God's company, you celebrate all the time. They too first burn something and then celebrate, but there is a difference of day and night between how you celebrate and how they celebrate. They are body conscious, whereas you are soul conscious. They have the awareness of bodies and you have the awareness of souls. You have Bhaktada's direction that holy means to let the past be the past. They also speak of holy. It has happened already. But they do not put the meaning of it into a practical form. All of you let everything be holy, that is, you let the past be the past. You do this, do you not? Or do you only do it sometimes? When you remember the past, you have many waste thoughts, and your time is also wasted. Your sanskars of a long period of time continue to work, even against your conscious wish. Every minute of this confluence age helps to create a reward for 21 births. Every thought and every minute are very valuable. That is not just a second that has gone by, but it creates a difference in the reward of many births. Bhaktada has told you earlier too that you must not waste any time or thoughts in the period of this confluence age. If you are constantly colored with God's color, that is, if you constantly keep the Father as your companion, you are then able to make every thought and every moment, that is, every minute of the confluence age, worthwhile. So check whether your every minute and every thought are worthwhile, or do they go to waste? This is because it is not just 1 minute, but every minute and every thought have a connection with 21 births. They have this much value. So think about whether you constantly keep this much value in your heart. It is said for the period of the confluence age, if not now, then never. Constantly keep this value in your awareness. So all of you celebrated holy today, that is, you colored yourselves with the color of the Father's constant company. So did you check throughout the whole day whether you remained colored with the Father's color? Did you stay in God's company, or did your time and thoughts also go somewhere else? Did you check this? Nod in agreement. Do not wave your hands, but nod. Bhaktada constantly signals to you. With the pure satoguni thoughts of your minds, continue to make matter the elements, satoguni, pure. Do you remember to do service with your minds? Because the elements are now going to carry out their work in a big way. That was just a small matter. But human souls have troubled the elements a lot, and so they will also begin to cause trouble. And this is why the Father says, just as you are paying attention to become conquerors of Maya, You do pay attention to this, do you not? You have promised Maya, it is your duty to come and our duty to gain victory over you. All of you have promised this, have you not? Have you? You want to become conquerors of Maya, do you not? Similarly, you also have to become conquerors of the elements, because you want to rule the kingdom, do you not? Your kingdom is coming, is it not? Do you have this intoxication? People are wondering about what will happen, and they are afraid. Whereas you all know that it is now the Amrit Vela, the confluence age, and what comes after Amrit Vela? Morning. Our kingdom is going to come in that morning. You have this intoxication, do you not? Is it our kingdom, or just the kingdom of the Maharajis? It is the kingdom of all of you. You are not worried about what will happen. You know that the best of all will happen. In your kingdom, even matter has to be Sato Pradhan. Who is going to make this impure matter pure? Or will it be okay for matter to be as it is? Would that do in your kingdom? Would it? Say yes or no. Would it do? So who will make matter pure? You will do this, will you not? That is why the first scene of suddenly, just a small one, has just begun. In brackets, there was an earthquake and a tsunami in Japan, which caused a lot of damage. Now, more and bigger scenes are yet to come, and they will come suddenly. What you have never even thought of is going to happen. Bhaktada has been teaching you the lesson of suddenly for a long time. However, now seeing this in a practical form, you have to begin your work and not be afraid. You tell the story of how there was fire all around, and yet God's children remained safe. So even now your children are safe, are you not? Test papers will definitely come, but you have to carry out double work. Firstly, you have to face everything while being fearless. Secondly, who is going to serve your devotees and your unhappy brothers and sisters? You are colored with the color of God's company. And so whatever you have attained by being colored with the color of God's company, you have to distribute that to your brothers, sisters, and devotees with a lot of love. Who is remembered at times of sorrow? Whether they consider him to be God or not, even out of compulsion, they would definitely say, O Father, O God. So you, children of God, now have to become supports for those who are in sorrow. Become their supports with your good wishes, pure feelings, and the rays that you have received from the Father. After all, they are your family, are they not? In a family, cooperation is given to one another. The very name is Sayoga, cooperation, elevated yoga. This is the means of giving support. You were given a message to fix a time for yourself. Do not think it will happen. You have fixed times for traffic control in Amrit Vela, have you not? In the same way, according to your task, now according to the time, this service with your minds is extremely essential. So make time for this. Be merciful. Be benevolent. What is your self-respect? World benefactors. So do you feel mercy? Or do you think it will happen? You mustn't be careless about this, because whoever you give Sakash to, they will become your devotees. So what must you do? Do you pay attention to this? Those of you who feel that you are paying attention to this and that it will increase, raise your hands. You are putting your hands up and down. It is all visible on the TV. If so many of you put your self-respect into a practical form, then even now at the confluence age, souls will sing songs of your praise. Wah, God's children, wah. You have given us so much support. For you, it is a matter of giving support at this time, and they will continue to sing songs to you for half a cycle. You will become their ancestors. You are ancestors. Where are Brahmins sitting in the picture of the tree? You are sitting beneath it, are you not? So you are the ancestors too, are you not? Can you hear the sound of the devotees? Caution yourselves a little. You have to become supports for those who are in sorrow. When you think that you have to become a support for those who are in sorrow, you will hear their sound. So did you all celebrate Holi? For you, the whole confluence age is Holi. You remain constantly in the colour of God's company. The memorial is celebrated for 1 or 2 days, whereas you stay in God's company for the whole confluence age. You have this intoxication, do you not? The poor, helpless people are constantly begging, God, do this for us, do that for us. However, you have received a guarantee for 21 births that you will not have any scenes of sorrow even in your dreams. No waves of sorrow will come even in your thoughts. If each one of you wants to claim a kingdom for all time, then you can create your companions of the family of the Golden Age, the royal subjects and the ordinary subjects at this time. You have a guarantee for 21 births. Make some time to do a little service, because you have the power of thought anyway. Simply also give what you have received from the Father to your brothers and sisters. Babdada has told you earlier too, constantly check that you are performing the dance of harmonizing sanskars with the Brahmin family. Babdada had asked you to fix a date for when you are going to perform that dance. Can it be fixed? Can it? Those in the first row speak. Raise your hands. Can it happen? Even you Pandavas have to raise your hands. There cannot be salvation without the Pandavas. Acha, it is now the last turn. One more meeting still remains. For that, Each one of you has to fix and write down the determined thought that you are going to have for yourself. How long will it take for the whole Brahmin family to stop using their old sanskars? Whether it is your own sanskar or the sanskars of others, they should not influence you. Can this date be fixed? Can it? Raise your hands. Acha. Take everyone's photo. Because just as you saw that scene of suddenly, in the same way, everything is going to happen suddenly. And this is why Bhaktada wants to see the preparations. You give good wishes and have pure feelings for others. Bhaktada saw that you made a program to serve others. So if you have good wishes and pure feelings constantly for every soul, it has to be number-wise anyway. In the memorial of your rosary, is everyone number one? They are number wise, and yet they are threaded in the rosary, are they not? Why did they receive a number? They have different sanskars, but instead of seeing their sanskars, you have to have good wishes and pure feelings. Ultimately, they are also part of the Brahmin family. It does not matter what they are like. They are my family, are they not? Just as you say Mira Baba, my Baba, in the same way, it is also my family. It is good that the majority of you have raised your hands. So all of you have the zeal and enthusiasm, and this is why you raised your hands. So be cooperative with one another. And by having the vision, attitude, and awareness of good wishes and pure feelings, it will not be a big thing to perform this dance. Whoever claims a good number in this and carries this out practically by the date, they will receive a unique and lovely prize. Baba will not tell you what the prize is now, but he will give a prize. Why? You have to make time to do service, do you not? The complication of sanskars takes away your time. And this is why there is a need for your time. Is this okay? All of these are the residents of Madhavan, are they not? Brackets, Bhaktada was looking at those who were sitting in the front. Do you like it? Because those from Madhavan are special. Bhaktada also has a lot of love in his heart for the residents of Madhavan. And those from Madhavan also have love for Baba. Baba even says, you have love for the Father, and it will always be there. It cannot be erased. You are eternal in this. This is why you have become the residents of Madhavan. Wherever the people of Madhavan go, with what vision do people see them? That they are from Madhavan. They are from Madhavan. Therefore, pay attention to this, and before the last turn, fix a place in Madhavan where everyone can put their notes. However, this has to be done before the last turn. Did you all celebrate Holi? You have Holi every day. Even now, this is just something that you have to celebrate externally. Where will you go to celebrate it? You will celebrate it here, will you not? However, that happens according to the custom and system. All of Bhaktada's deeply loving, beloved children everywhere, you long lost and now found ones who maintain your self-respect, Bhaktada is giving multi-million-fold love and remembrance to every child, as well as love and affection from his heart. Bhaktada is seeing that those who are seeing and listening to Baba everywhere are happy. Acha. Who has come today for the first time? Stand up. All of these have come for the first time. Acha. You have received the fortune of becoming residents of Madhavan for the first time. All of your brothers and sisters and Bhaktada are all congratulating you for coming here for the first time. Bhaktada sees that even now you still have a chance, because although you have come a little late, if you want to, even though you have come last, you can go fast and claim a first number and come in the first division. This is Bhaktada's blessing for all of you children who have come today. If you simply continue to follow Srimat as per the Father's elevated versions, then Srimat can and will take you into the elevated division. You have received the Father's blessing in such a huge family, and there are their good wishes and pure feelings that you can move forward as much as you want. They will all give you blessings from their hearts. Wherever you go to class, you will continue to receive blessings, and these blessings will make you into intense effort makers and make you go ahead. Have this faith. Acha. Now Bhaktada says a very wonderful and beautiful good night to everyone. Acha. Blessing. May you become an image of perfection by achieving success in your every thought and action. Success in your thoughts is achieved when the thoughts you create are powerful. Those who create a lot of thoughts are unable to sustain them. And this is why the bigger your creation, the more powerless you are. So first of all, stop your creation of waste, and you will then achieve success. The way to achieve success in your actions is to know the beginning, middle, and end of each action before you perform that action. By doing this, you will become an image of perfection. Slogan: those who protect themselves from sorrow and deception at the right time are knowledgeable ones with understanding. Abhyak signal: finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean and pure. The food, drink, and interaction of you holy swan children have to be pure. There can be no name or trace of impurity, because you are going to a pure world, where there is no name or trace of impurity or uncleanliness. When you become such holy swans, you will be called His Holiness in the future. Om Shanti. Special note for the practice of yoga on the third Sunday of the month. Today is the third Sunday of the month when all brothers and sisters collectively have yoga from 6:30 to 7:30. Be stable in your supremely pure form. Spread the divine rays of purity and do the service of giving pure inspirations in the form of Sakash. Be pure and be yogi to all souls. Om Shanti.